In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that Bob Costas has been laid low by pink eye, what will take down Matt Lauer? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kobo, partnering with independent bookstores to provide 4 million ebook titles and a variety of e-readers. Store located at indiebound.org. The Langeloth Foundation, supporting innovative health and mental health programs for underserved populations at langeloth.org. And the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs and their innovations to solve the world's most pressing problems at skoll.org. Wait, don't tell me. It's a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Kodika writes there. Limerick's house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Greener. Intern is Seth, supporting actress Kelly. Our web guru is Beth Novi. And special thanks to the stage crew at the Comerica Theater. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover, Miles Dernboss, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nian. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian. I'm going to touch that cat, Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will take out Matt Lauer from the host's set? Brian Babylon.
He gets horrible hair plugs that give him bangs.
Oof. Kerry O'Connor.
Ann Curry with a tire iron.
And Maz Giovanni.
Given that the temperature is warm at the Olympics and Matt Lauer is cold as ice, he's just going to melt.
Well, if any of those things happen to Matt Lauer, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Brian Babylon, Kerry O'Connor, Matt Urbana. Thanks to everyone at KJZZ in Phoenix. Thanks to our wonderful audience here at the Comerica Theater in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks to all of you at home for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you back in the cold next week. This is NPR.